Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, and thank you that you speak to your church. Pray, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds. Continue to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Well, a lot of things have been going on this summer. The words that we heard just a little while ago in worship seem to reflect a little bit of how those have not only affected us, but affected the Lord. And all you can really say is this has been kind of a tumultuous summer, a difficult summer. A lot of things going on, not particularly all of them good. And, in the last few weeks, in the world, we've seen a lot of unpleasant things happen. Charlottesville, Barcelona, North Korea, Donald Trump. And Bonneville asked me if I was going to be explaining the difficult gospel passage that we had today, or even the difficult Romans passage, or the difficult Isaiah passage we had today. And so I told him no. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm punting. I'm punting, all right? Because as I was going through these lessons, there came a word that was a far more insightful and direct of word from the Lord than anything that I could have given him. And this comes from our bishop. And if any of you read Aslan Rohr's, you've read these two words, but they are important and we need to hear them. And so that's what I'm going to do for you today. These right here, until I say I'm stopping, are not my words. They are the words of the bishop. Now, you could, as a preacher, you can go out on the internet, you can find sermons that you can download, and you can put those out there. I've never done that. I've read a couple of those.
Right.
And I was never trained to do that. But the couple that I've read out there, they're very uninspired. And it's like, that's pretty terrible, And so there was never any reason to use one of those sermons anyway. But this one, I am reading someone else's word to you. So let's start there. On August the 3rd, the bishop received this word. Okay? We find ourselves in a season in this country, the USA, where there is so much division and battle about our government, so many things that people either agree or disagree with. It's really the closest thing to civil war, and I don't mean that in terms of people picking up guns, but emotionally, spiritually, and politically, that we've ever seen since the 19th century. So I think what is important for us to never forget as Christians is that what God is first and foremost about this season is preparing His bride. There is a governmental figure, and that is really the focus of God's attention. It's not somebody that lives in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not saying that God's not using some people in Washington and doesn't desire to use people in Washington, or that our prayers don't affect that and how they can impact the lives of people, the reality of the spread of the kingdom. I'm all for that. I've spoken about that prophetically, the bishop has. But I'm saying that we can get so distraught by being so focused on the news, we don't really understand the news that is going on behind the scenes. What the Lord kept saying to me this morning, that is on 8:3, is that there is a governmental figure that the Lord is obsessed with. And He is obsessed with seeing that governmental figure come through in a way that is pleasing to Him. Prepared for the future. That is the bride of Christ. I use the word governmental figure because the scripture says we are His bride, seated in heavenly places with Him, and that we will reign with Him and as His bride throughout all eternity. So make no mistake about it, the bride of Christ is not just a relationship of affection, the God so loved the world kind of relationship or affection that He has for us. But the bride of Christ will rule and reign with Him. One of the things that's happening now is God is training us to rule and reign. A lot is going on around us again. that we can pray into, pray for, cast our vote for, do all that kind of thing that's important. But what we are to be praying into is what is God doing with His bride. I believe that God is using a lot of external pressures, a lot of confusion on the earth, a lot of conflict, to bring His bride into the crucible of transformation. That He has placed her on the wheel again so that the potter can make the clay that is the bride of Christ. Into the glorious manifestation of the likeness of the bridegroom, that is Jesus. So that she will be able to carry forth the mandate of this great revival that will usher in the full expression of the kingdom of God. So again, I believe the crucible, the pressure, or the conflict may appear in Washington or local government. But what God is really after, more than anything else, what you need to be most concerned with is what God is doing with His church. This is a time where God is training His bride to be an overcomer. And He is using the conflict and the confusion to help us rediscover our true identity in Christ as His bride. So that we, once again, start carrying out, or maybe for the first time, fully carry out His agenda on the earth. We will reign and rule with Him forever. That was His first word. The first word the bishop put out on August the 3rd. It came out before all of the terror events, you know, but there was certainly a lot going on in the government and North Korea at the time. But the turmoil in the U.S. government certainly shows us a country that is very polarized. And if you look at social media, it just shows you how much more the country is polarized. But through the bishop, the Lord is saying that it's not about President Trump or the Democrats or the Republicans or North Korea or any of that. It's about, and this is very radical to you if we understand, okay? It's about you and me and us, the bride of Christ, the church. We are the church, and the church is His bride. Therefore, we are the bride of Christ. The Song of Songs, the parables, Revelation, among many other places, show it very clear that the church is His bride. That's who He is talking about. God is talking about through the bishop there. Bishop Jones called us a governmental figure. And he doesn't mean you're supposed to go out and run for elected office right now, okay? He means that you are to seek Him with all your heart and mind and strength. The government flows through Him. He's inviting you to seek Him in new and deep ways, individually and together, brothers and sisters. These terrible events are supposed to lead us to the one, the only one, who can help. That is God. These things are not supposed to distract us from God, but to push us to God. And this reminds me, I'm supposed to wake up Tyler at this point. Wake up, Tyler! When did you get off work, Tyler? 4:30 this morning. That's why I was there. On August the 14th, the bishop had another word. Okay, I'm going to read that to you now. He says, this is a follow-up word to the one I gave last week, almost a twin word. God spoke to me really clearly this morning on 8:14, especially in light of the tragic things that happened over the last few days in Virginia. Again and again, we are seeing constantly manifested before us on the news are the extremities of our culture. Whether it's from the left or the right. The Lord was saying that He is the stability of our times. Like in Isaiah 33:6. I'll get to that in a minute. He is the stability of our times. The Lord is allowing us to see the extremities so that we understand that our hope is in the kingdom. That our identity is found as a common people in the church. That our common identity with others isn't in the color of our skin or nationalities, but that we are a part of a uniquely holy nation, not the United States. We are as people set apart, so we find our commonality with those who are in the kingdom. The Lord is doing something, particularly in America, and He is using the extremes. He is exposing the demonic and is letting the enemy stir things up. And the enemy is throwing everything he can to discourage the people of God, keep them from understanding and seeing from heaven's perspective that there is something remarkable going on in the world. But this is a word particularly for America, and also I believe it's happening in Brazil as well. Scripture goes on. In Brazil, there are a lot of things going on nationally, governmentally, financially, economically, that have been very discouraging. But there is something going on behind the scenes, spiritually, in Brazil, as well as in America. That is the most important news story there is. And they may not be reporting it on the local news, and people in the street may not be talking about it, but they get caught up with the extremities, the violence, the economic despair, cultural wars. There is a move of God. A revival is still in its early stages, but it is on the ground. It's happening. It's actually easier to see in Brazil than America, he says. You need to be encouraged, brothers and sisters, that the Lord's allowing the enemy to manifest all these extremes so that we won't put our trust or our hope in secular society, culture, and government, and that we would pray. It will force us, it will crowd us to Christ so that we find our identity, our hope, our peace, our joy, and our future in Him. He is also using it to show us, to help us to see, if we will have eyes to see, not to get caught up in the extremes, that He is the one who is the stability of our times. He is doing something behind the scenes that is the biggest story on the earth. There is a move of God, a promised move of God, that believers have been crying out for generations, where a manifest fullness of Christ being revealed on the earth through His people, through His church, is beginning to happen. We will see the greatest harvest in history. But the first thing God is harvesting is the heart of His own people, His church. He is harvesting our hearts to become lovesick followers for Jesus. Radical believers who will trust Him completely and fully, whose hope is in Him, whose dreams are found in Him. We will be like those in Psalm 126. We, like those who dream. Because our dreams are no longer in our culture. Our dreams no longer in our society. But our dreams are in Him and His kingdom. If your dreams are in Him, your dreams will never be disappointed. He is our dream. Sometimes God takes away your wildest earthly dreams to give you true dreams and desires of your heart. As a believer, the true dream of our heart, the deepest thing, is Him. To know Him, to be like Him, to manifest Him, to serve Him, to love Him with all our hearts, mind, and strength. God is doing that on the earth. We will see great signs and wonders as this grand news story of what God is doing begins to manifest itself more and more. But the greatest sign and wonder is going to be a bride that looks like Jesus. A bride that carries the likeness of Jesus. A bride that manifests the character of Jesus. And yes, a bride that does the works of Jesus. That's where the harvest is going to come from. So the encouraging thing I want to say to you is don't get discouraged by the extreme things that are being shown to us either from the right or the left. The anger, the bitterness, the violence, the bigotry, the racism, the pro-death culture that manifests itself in so many ways in our culture. There is something bigger going on. Stay focused on the biggest story as we confront our fallen human behavior. This is a bigger story. That is, God is working in the world. May you stand in who you are in Christ, have eyes to see from heaven's perspective, and rejoice because we live in the most important, significant, and exciting days in human history. Even as we grieve over the extremities of our humanity, man's inhumanity to man. Amen. That's the end. So Charlottesville and Barcelona are both examples of the extremes of our culture, that darker side going on. But the real story, as the bishop has said, is that the most important news of all time is that God is saving people. Praise be to God. You won't hear about that in the news. You won't hear about it in the media. God's work is every day and everywhere. Now, you're all seasoned Christians here, okay? And there are a lot of new believers out there who are agonizing over these events, those things that are happening out there. They're scared and worried about the stability of our government. And these fears are turning them to Him. That's where the focus should be. You mature Christians can help by reminding other brothers and sisters to look beyond the bad news, to look up and to see what God is doing. You are the CEC. You are the bride of Christ. But so is the Anglican Church, and so is the Catholic Church, and so is the Lutheran Church, and the Baptist Church, and the Vineyard Church, and the Independent Church, and we can go on and on. And if you think about the church becoming the bride of Christ, I don't think there are any divisions between that two. You need to pray for all of the branches of the church, all of the different parts, that all of our eyes and hearts and minds and souls would turn to Him in these difficult times. This is what praying into is about. It's what He was talking about when He spoke about it. He said praying into something, okay? You pray to Him for the country, for the president, for world peace. You pray into Him for yourself and for the body of Christ. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's praying into Him. The bishop says, we are to be praying into what God is doing with His bride, with us. Because He is our dream. Don't forget that. You have other dreams, I know. He is our dream. The bishop said there's a move of God, a promised move of God that believers have been crying out to for generations. And this is happening, brothers and sisters. It's happening on the ground. If you don't see it, take it in faith, because it's happening. In Isaiah 56, you heard today, the first verse, it said, this is what the Lord says, maintain justice and do what is right, for my salvation is close at hand. And my righteousness will soon be revealed. Pretty much the same. If the bride of Christ is looking towards the Father, then His salvation is close at hand, and His righteousness will soon be revealed to us. He quoted Isaiah 33:6, which is, He will be the sure foundation of your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. That is what God is for us. We have to remember that when all of these bad things happen. These are the same messages. And I heard the same messages in the prophecy here today. It's the same word. The Lord is stirring us up. The Lord may be burning things off, which is kind of like a crucible that He talked about. He's going to be turning us and focusing us to Him. That He is going to be uniting together different parts of the body of Christ. That we may be a presentable bride. The Lord is speaking through all parts of His church. You see that? Now this word is available for you on Aslan Rourke. You can go back and read it. I encourage you to do exactly that. We are the bride of Christ. to maintain justice, do what is right. He is the sure foundation of our times. He is the only foundation in our times. So be encouraged. God is in control. He's got your back. He will take care of you and pray into him. Amen.